As we had discussed in the previous shiur, the Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Heyom and Aleph taught us that there is a concern, and that's why the Gemara said that a wedding should not take place on Motzei Shabbos, because Gzeirah Shem Yishchut Ben Oish. Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow a wedding to take place on Motzei Shabbos, Friday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, in anticipation for the wedding, one may already begin to prepare the meal and involve Chil Shabbos. Omlay Abaya asks Abaya, Elamei Ata, if that is indeed the concern, so Yom Kippur, Shechal Lios B'Sheini B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur comes out on Monday, Yidocha, as we find, we learned the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that under certain circumstances, Chazal manipulate the Jewish calendar that Yom Tov should fall or not fall on certain days. So we should manipulate the calendar, asked the Gemara, that Yom Kippur should never be on a Monday. For the concern is, Gzeirah Shem Yishchut Ben Oif. We need to be concerned that we know that on Erev Yom Kippur, one is obligated to eat, and he'll shecht on Shabbos afternoon in preparation for his Erev Yom Kippur Suda. And as the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, so if that's a concern, why is the Gemara only concerned about Yom Kippur? We should be concerned by every Yontif. The Gemara, says Tosfos, Masechta Chulin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us in the Mishnah, B'dala Prokim B'Shana, four times a year, we have to let them know that that day we also sold the mother, for we know there's a din of oisves benoi loisishchatu b'yomechot, and we should be concerned to that every time they're going to be shechting in preparation for Yontif. So Tosfos answers, and this is very much connected to the previous Tosfos, the Ve'amaskel Shema Yishcha Ben Oif, and we discussed this at length in our previous year as well, that in all other Yom Tovim, the halach is that they shecht animals. That's how you fulfill Simchas Yontif. And as we discussed in our previous year, Chazal were not concerned about the shechting of an animal on Shabbos. Shechting an animal is a big job, and it's something that somebody will recognize involves Chil Shabbos and will not chas v'sham do in Shabbos. However, shechme yishchot ben oif is not such a difficult activity. That's where Chazal were concerned. And therefore, says Tosfos, on Erev Yom Kippur, they ate poultry, not animal meat. And that's why the concern of shechme yishchot ben oif is actual. Other times, they don't sell animal meat, and the concern of shechme yishchot ben oif doesn't come up. On the contrary, since they're eating animal meat, we need not be concerned. So the Gemara gives two terutzim why we don't need to manipulate the calendar and have this concern. The first terutz is, Hosam delanafshe, Yom Kippur, you're preparing a meal just for your family. So it's not such a big issue, and that's why I like Tarot. Hocha, when it comes to preparing a wedding meal, so number one, you're not only preparing it for your own family, you're preparing it for a guest, and you're preparing it for a larger group of people, the Archerim, Torid, and that's why the confusion is more likely to happen. Inami, another Teretz, Hasam Islei Revocha. By Yom Kippur, we have time to prepare the meal on Matzoi Shabbos to eat on Sunday, Erev Yom Kippur. Here, if the wedding is taking place on Matzoi Shabbos, so right after Shabbos is over, the wedding is taking place. And since the wedding is taking place on Matzoi Shabbos, so therefore, we're going to start preparing Shabbos afternoon. Says the Gra, based on this Gemara, the Gra is in the Bir HaGra, in Eirechayim, Simen Tov Reish Dalet Sif Kotn Vov, and Aruch HaShulchan there in Sif Hei as well says it, From here we have a raya from this last teretz that we know the Gemara teaches us, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to eat. The mitzvah to eat is only on Erev Yom Kippur by day, not Erev Yom Kippur in the evening. However, the Netziv brings a raya that not only is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur by day, there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur by night as well. And therefore, and Ramah actually in Siman Tuf Resh Vav Sif Dalet brings a machloikis if an Erev Yom Kippur we say Slichas. We know if we marbin beslichas, we say many Slichas Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Gra and the Magen Avraham, that what is this machloikis? This machloikis is exactly over the issue that we are discussing. If we'll say that Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif, so, or not. If, and to explain this a little better, if we'll say, there's two reasons why the Rishonim and Achronim discuss why is there a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And there are many nafkaminas, and now we have another one. One reason is because to prepare for the fast. Another reason is because Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif. And some explain it even this way. Since on Yom Kippur we have to fast, but yontif has to come with a yontif suda. So where will our yontif suda be Erev Yom Kippur if we have to fast on Erev Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur. So the answer is that by eating at Erev Yom Kippur, that is our yontif meal. So now we understand. If we say that the inyan of eating an Erev Yom Kippur is just to prepare for the fast, so if we eat Erev Yom Kippur by day, we will be adequately prepared for the fast, and therefore, A, it's not a yontif, and we could be marbed b'slichas as well. But, and we don't have to eat a matzoi on Erev Yom Kippur in the evening. If, however, Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif, so we know all Yom Tovim in our calendar begin at night. So if it's a yontif, and it's not specifically related to the preparation for Yom Kippur. So the yontif begins at night. If the yontif begins at night, and there's a mitzvah to eat on this yontif, the eating will begin at night. And if the eating begins at night, then we don't say slichas, because it's a time of yontif, it's not a time of slichas, it's a time of sudas yontif. And perhaps that is the basis of the Gemara giving two terutzim. The first terutz that differentiated between Yom Kippur and a wedding is only because it's holding that you're going to eat Yom Kippur in the evening already. Why? Because Yom Kippur in the evening is a yontif. The only difference is Yom Kippur doesn't have to have that level of preparation. You're eating yourself. You're eating just with your family. The second teretz holds that Yom Kippur is the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is because of preparation for Yom Kippur, and therefore you only eat by day, and therefore the concern that on Shabbos afternoon you're going to eat doesn't really exist because you have plenty of time to prepare till Erev Yom Kippur Sunday by day. The Sefer Sharm Tzionim Ba'alocha in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Hay says as well that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur only begins by Erev Yom Kippur by day, and that's why as well we could say Slichus Erev Yom Kippur, because we only say the Slichus at night or early in the morning before the mitzvah of eating in preparation for Yom Kippur begins. However, there are many Paiskim that suggest that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur, especially as we're learning, it's a yontif, and therefore it begins as well the night before. The Netziv brings a raya, because the Mishnah says, in Masechta and the Dorim, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, if somebody says, Koinem Basar She'eni Toyim At She'ei Atzoyim, somebody makes a neder that he's not going to eat meat until the time of Yom Kippur, so the halacha is that he could begin eating meat the night of Erev Yom Kippur, because then the mitzvah of eating already begins. So from that Gemara, unlike from our Gemara, from the second Teretz, there's a raya that you're not obligated to eat the night of Erev Yom Kippur. From that Gemara, says the Netziv, we have a raya that we have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Shemesh Shmuel says another reason why the mitzvah of eating only begins Erev Yom Kippur by day and not the night before. He says that just like every day we daven and then we eat. In fact, the halacha we know is loisoichlu al hadam, that a person is not allowed to eat before he davens. He says, why do we eat on Erev Yom Kippur? The reason that we eat on Erev Yom Kippur is because on Yom Kippur we can't eat. But just like we could accomplish so much with fasting, we could also accomplish much with eating. But the eating that we accomplish with has to be an eating that only comes after davening. So therefore he says, because that's the way a Jew is supposed to eat. That's why he says, Erev Yom Kippur, we get up in the morning, we daven, and only after we daven do we begin to eat. That's why we're doing it the right way, davening and then eating, and therefore the eating, as the second Teretz in the Gemara seems to suggest, as the Grot teaches us, the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is only Erev Yom Kippur by day, not at night.